feel it burning.
Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 47 of Scale Your Charisma. So did you know that insights are everywhere, of course? And today we're going to talk about how to listen and learn to engage with your prospects and customers. And that actually is the second of the five R's of social selling. So our focus today is on relevance. And once again, we're going over the five R's of social selling. Back in episode 44, we hit reach, and we're now on relevance, once again, engaging with insights. Then we'll move on to recognition, response, and relationships to round out our five R's of social selling, which is an adopter model. But let's specifically get into this notion of relevance. As we've said, so let's assume you have LinkedIn Sales Navigator, and let's assume you have a prospect that you've been targeting. You want a really strong sense of how to approach them. So from a general standpoint, social media networks are out there, and our prospects and customers are active on social media networks, or not, which is also telling. But if they're active on social media networks, the ability to monitor the company, monitor that individual's lead feed, and just gain intelligence to better understand their trigger points, their interests, their intent, their skills in education, even, you know, what type of recommendations they've been given, any shared connections you've had, their groups and influences. So there's just this whole list of items and attributes to track. But let's talk about a story. And we've told this story quite often, that insights are everywhere. And my favorite story, of course, is Diane. She is the lead that hit my inbox, a contact us lead that hit my inbox. Gave her a quick scan on LinkedIn, curious marketing geek, see she wants to be shot out of a cannon. Ah, bingo, right? So in her summary, she left that great statement of her desire to be shot out of a cannon. And within a minute, I had dialed her back up at her desk and connected with her. And we became fast friends, talking all about the way in which and why she wanted to be shot out of a cannon. So as we've discussed, those insights are everywhere. And using the social media networks and the information shared on social media networks to determine a smart approach or a relevant approach. Because once again, self-centered, product-centric prospecting models that we've discussed, this whole notion of cold calls and emails and just slamming the phone and driving activity that's more focused on your goals, not the prospect's goals, you know, that slamming of activity, those days are over. So how do we approach with relevance? So that is the second R of social selling, mining those insights, capturing that information, and just what information can you glean from the profile of your prospects and customers to approach them in a more relevant, respectful, and just generally helpful way. So that's the second R of social selling. It's a quick one today. And like I said, we're going to continue on with the remaining three R's: recognition, response, and relationships. But this is an important model to embrace. And once again, if you are still embracing that volumetric approach to prospecting, simply because it's the most measurable approach and simply because you have the dashboards built in Salesforce, we have ways around that. We have ways to help. So, you know, feel free to please drop me an email at my personal blog, jeff@publishorperish.fm. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. And as always, I hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Cheers. This episode is brought to you by Fathom's Nurture Executive Forum, a multi-city event over the course of 2016 and 2017, held for transformation-minded marketers looking to work their way up the marketing maturity curve. The schedule so far is Columbus and San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and into Chicago into early next year. So please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to attend this wonderful event and meet other marketers like you looking to punch above their weight. It's time for me to seize. Release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is we be. Let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds. It's time to build.